Breakfast Briefing
with NetWatch.
We'll begin with the Irish Daily Mail, which says that Fianna Fáil is moving to ditch the Greens in favour of an arrangement with Labour following the local and European elections. Very interesting. I've hearing interviews over the election weekend, the count weekend, here on News Talk, and Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael people were speaking so favourably about Labour and so nicely about Labour. There's clearly a plan here. So according to the Mail, they want to get rid of the Greens, ditch the Greens in favour of Labour. Apparently at last week's parliamentary party meeting, TDs and senators were told to encourage councillors to, wherever possible, do a deal with Labour when it comes to council positions. Apparently it was put very subtly by Micheál Martin. Senior politicians are reluctant to be seen to tell councillors what to do, but apparently the message was clear from Micheál: build relationships with Labour. So that's what they've been told to do in Micheál Martin's subtle way. Also, by the way, interesting choice on the front of the Irish Daily Mail: Michael Mosley's tips to help you live longer. Of course, Dr. Michael Mosley died in Greece recently. There was a big search for his body. The Mail says it's a great celebration of Dr. Michael Mosley by publishing his tips to help you live longer. That's on the front of the Irish Daily Mail. The front of the Irish Examiner: really chilling story. Facebook pages are being used to offer adoptions of babies as young as 2 days old to Irish families at a cost of €2,000. The Irish Examiner contacted several of the social media pages after receiving a tip-off from a member of the adoption community in Ireland. You can't do private adoptions. They're illegal under the Adoption Act. However, apparently there are up to 12 Facebook pages offering to organise permanent illegal adoptions. Contact is made publicly available social media pages which advertise babies for adoptions. I'm just looking here. So the Examiner went on Facebook, contacted one of these groups, and they asked the question, "Hi, do you have a baby to adopt, please? I live in Ireland." And the reply they get back is, I mean, this is like trading cattle here. "Yeah, baby, 3 months. I can bring the baby over on a boat to Dublin Port and then we hand over the child. It'll be very exciting for you and you can help tell more Irish families about our service." Then the Examiner says, pretending to be an interested parent, "I'm a bit nervous, but please tell me, is there anyone I can ask about your services in Ireland, please?" And they reply, "Nervous is okay. We do all the paperwork." The Examiner replies, "Okay." And then they say, "We have many Irish families coming to us. We will ask them to speak to you." It's quite frightening. Conor O'Mahony from UCC's Childcare Law Department says no one should go anywhere near this. There's no such thing as private adoption in Ireland. Scary. For €2,000, allegedly, you can get a baby on Facebook brought over to Dublin Port, and it'll be very exciting for you, is what they say. The Irish Times on the front page covers comments made by President Michael D. Higgins, who's adding his voice to growing concerns about the nature of far-right protests in the Republic, and he was singling out those who target libraries and their staff. His remarks follow another protest by a masked anti-migrant group outside the home of Taoiseach Simon Harris on Friday. Michael D. Higgins says that these type protesters who are singling out those who target public libraries, he says that they are vigilantes, and this was at an annual Bloomsday garden party at the Oris yesterday. And he says protecting public libraries and their staff from attacks by the far right should be regarded as a priority for everyone in a civilised society and not just a job for an Garda Síochána. Now, the Irish Independent tells us that medical card holders in need of dental treatment are being left in the lurch, as there are 252 fewer dentists in the scheme compared to last year. So patients are being left without care because dentists are quitting the HSE scheme. There's a shortage of dentists available for patients with a medical card in Galway, Mayo, Roscommon, Cork, Dublin, Cavan and Monaghan. They're among the counties facing the biggest fall in the number of scheme practitioners over the past year. Very difficult now if you have a medical card looking for dental treatment. You have to ring around and it can be quite hard to find a dentist who will take you. The Irish Daily Mirror and the Irish Daily Star both carry an interview with John Gilligan. "It's a load of rubbish," is the headline of the Irish Daily Mirror. And the Irish Daily Star: Gilligan, cancer claims are rubbish. He's brushed off rumours he's suffering from cancer. He was approached by the Star in Spain yesterday, and John, a close associate, told him, "John says hello, he is healthy And basically, it's a load of rubbish that he has cancer. Now, inside the papers, if you're wondering what to do with your old laptop, well, give it to the civil service, it would seem. The Irish Times says 60,000 remanufactured laptops are going to be sourced for civil servants over the next 4 years. So these are previously used laptops that would have been thrown out, but now they're going to be given to the civil service at a cost of 30 million euro under the Office of Government Procurement, which will allow public bodies to buy laptops under a purchasing framework designed to cut costs and carbon emissions. So they'll repurpose and reimagine these laptops and give them to the civil servants there. So quite a good idea. I know some charities take old laptops as well, but there is life in them if you get them done right. Now, the number of young people, the Irish Independent says, paying for access to online news has increased significantly in the last year. We heard about this new report from Commissioner Mann, and this is to do with concerns about what is real news and what is fake news. And because of that, people seem to be paying for their news. So they're getting their news more online than by watching the telly. So maybe watching the 6-1 or the 9, they're actually getting their news online more. The problem with that, and I had this experience on Friday in the pub, someone telling me stuff they'd seen online, totally wrong, but they're influenced by it. But anyway, the annual digital news report published by Commissioner Mann also found more people in Ireland consume their news online than through any other medium. It's the first time online news has become more popular than TV news in Ireland, and an increase in the number of people paying for their news. And the Commission says it's encouraging to see that overall trust in news remains high in Ireland compared to other countries. Some celebrity news from the Irish Sun. Eamon Holmes looks like he's going to do Celebrity Big Brother. And if he's going to be offered 300 grand, you can understand why he would. Now, previously, Eamon Holmes was asked to do Celebrity Big Brother and apparently said in 2018, I don't need the money. But maybe he does now because he's facing an expensive divorce. He split from his wife, Ruth, and was forced to sell his Belfast home to pay a tax bill. And apparently Celebrity Big Brother targeting him, and it's 300 grand he's going to be offered. We'll see if he spills the beans on what was going on in his marriage. Speaking of marriages and ones that last and ones that don't, in the Telegraph, husbands should take an interest in the weekly shop to keep their marriages healthy, says Richard Hammond. I'm not sure if we need advice from Richard Hammond on relationships, but he's giving it anyway. In the Telegraph, he's been married to his wife Mindy for 22 years and he is sharing his own secret to a successful marriage. He says it's vital for husbands to maintain a thorough knowledge of what is in the fridge at any given time. We did see recently a big issue that shopping every week is the biggest source of rows for couples. So maybe he's onto something here. He says that this kind of attention to detail, knowing what's in the fridge or not, is the type of thing that outweighs the importance of grand romantic gestures in ensuring a successful marriage. This is his second marriage. So he has a secret to it. Sorry, it may not be his, sorry, I don't think it is his second marriage. Apologies. He's very loyal to his wife for 22 years. And he says that the trick is, it's not the big things, it's the small things. It's not the big family holidays or the 21st birthdays or anything like that. It's going to the supermarket. Now, those are the stories making the headlines.
Breakfast Briefing
with Netwatch
on News Talk.